This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations along the GCN Live Radio Network, as well as USA Radio, and selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the larger markets in the country, as well as the other stations that carry us, the leading independents here, there, and everywhere scattered in between. Now, don't forget that we also broadcast around the world via the Internet and a satellite, and we've got a couple of great people that we always recognize. One of them is Maria in Germany, because she and her group are listening to us in Germany on an outfit called Radio Waves, which gets it on the Internet. And Radio Guana, which is in India, and I don't know what that stands for, but anyway, there's a large contingent again tonight over there listening to us in India, so hello to our friends in India. Now, a special shout-out goes out to the active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also for the FedEx, the UPS, and the bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang. And our suicide jockeys hauling the petroleum products wherever they need to go so that we can go. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Donald Trump's social website called True Social, and we're on Twitter at Captains America. And, of course, our website is the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us, hour number two, we have Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Now, there's going to be some areas out there by you in the desert in California where you'll be able to fry three eggs on top of each other as if it was one.
We're going for a record.
Yeah.
I think
absolutely.
You are. I think needles today, the needle's going to pop.
Could very well possibly do that.
Yep,
I wonder what it'll be in Death Valley.
I don't know, but I've seen that thing at 118 degrees before when I've gone up. Is it 15, right? 15.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. I-15.
Yep. Okay, now, ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, don't forget, we emphasize those two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we will not let you forget that. Well, Mr. Kyle, the judge yesterday in the Donald Trump defamation trial rejected Donald Trump's lawyer's request to toss out the defamation claims by the columnist that wrote about him. So now he's got that to contend with.
Well, that's right. Now, this columnist, E. Jean Carroll, of course, is her name. She can continue to seek some $10 million, basically, in damages that she's seeking. And so this is going to continue. So it's very interesting. It's another legal setback for former President Trump.
Not that they're trying to help him do anything.
Right. This is also a very this case also is going to bear, I think, too, into the campaign. I don't see how it couldn't, but it's definitely going to be part of the mix above and beyond what's going on with the document issue.
Now, I want the audience to pay attention to this, and Kyle, you too, because I'm going to ask you a question. You've heard of the Gallup poll, right?
Well, of course, yes.
They're a very large and a very established poll, and they're definitely not something that you could call leaning conservative by any stretch of the imagination, right?
Right, of course, yes.
Well, who knew that the Gallup poll was going to find fewer than one in three Democrats that are extremely proud to be an American? Can I help you move?
Well, you know, I do think that's a very alarming poll, and I think we can find the foundations and the genesis of all this, Captain, and the idea that, you know, the United States is run down every single day. It's absolutely, you know, it's a racist country, it's a terrible country, just take your pick. And so over a period of time, that's going to have an effect. So especially on the Democrat side of things, they seem to really, really try to emphasize all the bad things about America. And I think it ties back to the Supreme Court ruling as well, because you're going to hear a lot of the people saying, well, you know, this is we need to have affirmative action. Because why? Because America's a racist country. And so what they do is they pick these topics like racism, climate change, things that can never, ever really be solved, quote unquote, at least in their eyes. And so it becomes cottage industries in order to continue to go after the United States, as opposed to trying to sing the praises and then realize that the more we work together, the color lines begin to dissipate.
Now, thousands of flights were delayed this week amid the extreme weather and staffing problems, and a sign of what to expect during the rest of the busy summer travel season. As of yesterday, a total of 26,000 plus flights have been canceled in the last couple of weeks. We'll get into that when we come back. I hear the music. But what a mess. And where are you? Where are you, Pete Buttigieg? You talk about being in over your head. He has no clue. No clue what to do. Kyle, you hang on. Folks will be coming right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. Be right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Jerry Boyer for townhall.com. The Supreme Court just ruled on the Harvard Affirmative Action case, as well as a similar one involving higher education. But this isn't just about higher ed. This will be an earthquake in the world of corporate DEI, the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion programs. Companies that promise numerical outcomes, quotas, essentially, for race and gender for their employees are going to find themselves on the defense in the court of public opinion and in actual courts as well. When the court reaffirmed the Constitution's requirement for equal protection for all persons, it put reverse discrimination on legal notice. This puts companies that embrace these social engineering programs based on race instead of merit in a vulnerable position. The corporations that abandon equality, treating everyone the same, in favor of equity, forcing certain outcomes, took a foolish risk. The new SCOTUS ruling shows just how foolish that risk was. The Supreme Court got it right. I'm Jerry Boyer.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, in this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, Relief Factor 1995. Try it on the 3-week quick start. Give it a shot. See if it can get you out of pain and help you. The website to go to is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, before I go to the call that's on the line, Joe Biden is going to be blowing a lot of smoke now about the economy because the first quarter economic growth was actually 2% up from the 1.3%, which was first reported back when they were trying to come up with a number and a major GDP revision. But right after that happened, a Harvard economist explained that Bidenomics, after the president touted his economy in a speech, that people just aren't happy. It's not working. And this came from a Harvard economist.
Well,
that's right. And this is very disturbing. This is Harvard University professor of economics, Kenneth Rogoff, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. He says that voters are very unhappy about inflation, and inflation's, get this, not going away. And the first part of, quote, Bidenomics, he says, definitely contributed to that inflation. So how do you go out there, Captain, as Joe Biden and say everything's great, Bidenomics is wonderful, but you've got somebody even from Harvard University, for goodness sakes, who's saying, you caused this?
I don't know, but let's go to the caller. Hang on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. This is Elliot Wesley Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
America, North Carolina, always been known as a Southern Bible Belt state. Now, a lot of famous gospel groups come out of the state of Carolinas. Now, Democrat Governor Roy Cooper is a big problem in North Carolina. He's woke, running things his way straight into the ground. Now, after the Afghanistan war, my daughter and her husband bought a home in Fayetteville, North Carolina. They have pulled their three kids out of school, opted for homeschooling. Now, according to statistics, children are more focused, do well at home. My grandkids, 14 being the oldest boy, and 11 is the twin boy and girl. Now, during Father's Day, they told me these woke transgenders and the teacher are promoted as first-class citizens. As Christian kids, they have been physically and mentally threatened. The language they speak is woke, satanic mumbo-jumbo. That's right. Stand up for the fundamental right to end child mutilation wokeness, transgenderism in school. There must be an even playing field for all straight kids. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders of Arkansas. Take a look at Kristi Noem of South Dakota, and Ron DeSantis, governor of the state of Florida. They're all roadmaps to how conservatives and Democrats should run their states as we speak. You know, we have problems. Transgenders, gay wokers are after your kids and my kids. Sexually protect them. Thanks, Captain, for the opportunity.
All right. Elliot Wesley Chapel, what do you think, Carl?
Well, protecting the kids is our first best duty, isn't it?
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. What is it, 4%, 5% of the population? It certainly isn't 10%. Might be of that persuasion. Is that about accurate?
You may be right. I'm not exactly sure.
It's not a high number. So, therefore, why are we kowtowing to the minority? Why? Majority rules in a republic, a constitutional republic.
Well, I think that, first of all, you know, the idea of discrimination is certainly, embedded in our society, embedded in our Constitution.
Yeah, but I'm not saying they don't. I'm not saying they don't have rights. Yeah. Let me qualify something here. I'm not saying they don't have rights. Everybody has rights. Yes, we know that. But your rights don't make you any more special than the person next to you, because we're created equally by our Creator. And again, we'll get into all this when we read the Declaration of Independence. The 4th of July, we're going to get into this, and we're going to let some people know some stuff that maybe they don't know. You know what I mean?
Well, sure. That's right. The fundamental founding documents are really something that, especially talk about educating kids in school, they should learn about the founding documents.
Right. All right. Now, hang on a minute. I don't know who this is. Let's go find out. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Riverside, California.
Oh, now it's now it's Riverside. Okay, last night it was Palm Beach. What are you doing?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to call
Palm Springs. Sorry, Cal.
Yeah, right. I wanted to call you back to say that I love your show. I'm more than a conservative. I believe that that the communists have taken over this country, and the Democratic Party are communists, and we got a real problem with and the weekend in Palm Springs is LGBT weekend. My mother's birthday is July 4th, and I am so totally disgusted. And I'm thinking I'd like to move to Tampa where you are, you know?
Get in, load the truck up and come over here. There's equal quality for everybody.
Yeah, because I love your show. I mean, you really are representing America, And where I used to teach American history, and this is the worst situation in the history of the United States. The Kennedy Democratic Party has been taken up. These are outright communists.
Right.
Ranging from the governor of New York. She said, oh, we're going to have, and this inclusion and equity. Equity means taking money away from people that have money. And I went to the Ivy League school. I went to Penn, and they want to make the Ivy League into the Black League. Mm-hmm. And it's totally disgusting. You know, my only hope is that you and I, we believe in God. God is angry at what's going on, and God's going to take out his vengeance and justice upon these evil people.
You bet.
And marching in parades. And at Penn, this man who's a swim champion on there, and just, it is so, it's just utterly disgusting.
God-honoring country.
Yes, and the way these mm-hmm. people are marching down the street, and we're after your children, and it's a nightmare.
I got to let you go. Go ahead.
All I got to do, Interstate 10 goes from here all the way to Florida.
Yep.
And I'd like to come to Tampa and meet you in person, because God bless you and your show. You're the best. You're the best on the radio, and God bless you, Captain. God bless you forever.
Well, we'll see you for Have Lunch with the Captain. You can come over to Mission Barbecue and visit us. That's where we're Republican in place, okay?
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much. And as far as last night about Hunter Biden, yeah, he went through trauma and everything, but still, it doesn't excuse him or his father.
All right, I got to let you go because I've run out of time on the segment here. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, Kyle, that's our friend that called back. What do you think?
Well, very, very interesting comments. No doubt about that. But you know, definitely. Well, you know, he may come to Tampa. We'll see.
Okay, George corrected me. 3.5% of the population is so endowed with the persuasion of the left that we're talking about, and we're the ones being called bigots. And he said, since everyone has a month for whatever they want, he's going to call July Patriot Month. I'm with you, George. Patriot Month, the month of July. I'm with him. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would add, too, that the caller mentioned about God being angry. But don't forget, God loves us all, and he's willing that none should perish. People can turn to him.
You can turn to the Lord. I mean, it's not too late. You can turn to the Lord and, you know, just repent. And it's just not too late. I mean, it just isn't. It's never too late. All right. I hear the music. Hold that thought. We're coming back. Bottom of the hour break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Friday Morning Edition. And, George, you're right on, buddy. I knew you would be. I knew you would be. All right, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with a whole bunch more stuff on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. The former school resource officer Scott Peterson has been found not guilty on all counts for his response to the deadly school shooting in Parkland, Florida. An emotional Peterson spoke after the verdict.
I would hope I would never want any SR, any law enforcement officer in this country to go through what I went through.
Peterson was the only armed officer at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School at the time of the 2018 massacre that killed 17 people and wounded 17 others. Race can no longer be used as a factor in college admissions. It comes after the Supreme Court today ruled in favor of challenges to affirmative action programs at the University of North Carolina and Harvard. The High Court ruled that the university's admissions policies were unconstitutional. Aspartame is an artificial sweetener that's expected to be declared a possible cancer causer by the World Health Organization. Dave Collins, USA.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And don't forget, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care is available for consultation, and they can also recommend people to you out there in the area where you're at if you're having problems. You can call them at 727-896-4615. It's 727-896-4615. They're located locally in St. Petersburg, Florida at 38th and 66th, right on the corner in a medical plaza that's there with a whole bunch of doctors and different medical facilities. So 727-896-4615. Call them up. Tell them the captain sent you. If you got any questions, he'd be happy to answer them for you. And if you're in the area, or if you're going to be in the area and you want to set up an appointment, they'll definitely do that too. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, it's fair to say that 1 year after the Supreme Court overturned the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling so that each state can now determine its own laws regarding abortion, which is the way it was supposed to be to begin with, I might add, that a majority of voters are now approving that decision. Now, my basis for this is Rasmussen Reports. A national telephone and online survey conducted yesterday finds that 52% of the likely U.S. voters approve of the court overturning Roe v. Wade, including 37% who strongly approve, 44% who disapprove, so that's a difference of 52 to 44, including 36% who strongly disapprove of this decision. Last June, I might add, it was 50% approved of the Supreme Court ruling. Now it's up by 2%. So there's been a little bit of an improvement there insofar as that's concerned. I'm not surprised. Are you?
No, not really. But certainly, you know, we've had two major decisions now within the last year, which are being rested on this idea of the constitutionality of the policy or of the law or of the decision that was found back in the early 70s with Roe v. Wade. So, but people are having a real hard time, especially on the left, sort of digesting that. And of course, that's because it's offending their own sense of this is what I want or this is what I think should be. But if it's demonstrably unconstitutional, then again, there's a process by which they can start advocating to change it. But unfortunately, I don't think they're going to go that road. They're just going to go the criticism road, calling to question the legitimacy of the court, that kind of thing.
Now, there was a report yesterday by someone who this is what's called fake news. The Chinese spy balloon that flew over the United States did not collect intelligence while traversing. Really? Well, according to the Department of Defense and an official who spoke to the Wall Street Journal, the Chinese balloon that flew over the United States earlier this year used American-made equipment to spy on Americans and gather information, which included photos, videos, and more. Multiple defense and intelligence agencies have analyzed pieces of the Chinese spy balloon after it was shot down off the coast of South Carolina back in February. Remember that?
Of course.
Officials found the spy balloon was equipped with American gear as well as specialized Chinese sensors, indicating the craft's purpose was spying, not monitoring weather, as the Chinese Communist Party previously claimed. Now, authorities allowed the Chinese spy balloon to make the nearly week-long voyage across the U.S. due to fears that shooting it down would cause damage from falling debris.
Well, if you shot it down over large areas like Montana or places like that, the likelihood that it would come down in a populated area would be low, especially since you could try to figure out where that thing was and where it was going to fall. That being said, Captain, it is interesting that according to the Washington Examiner, the Department of Defense assessed that the Chinese surveillance balloon did not, quote, collect intelligence during its flight.
That is the exact opposite story I've got. And this is from defense agencies, sub-defense agencies within the DOD.
Right, exactly. I don't see how this thing was a huge balloon. It had all this stuff on it, you know, this large amount of equipment like you're talking about, with these, these receptors and this kind of thing. What else would it be doing? Nobody buys this at all. It was just a balloon with stuff on it. I mean, come on, we're not that stupid.
Well, the Washington Examiner. Okay, the way the Examiner used to work, I wrote for the Examiner at one time when I felt like I needed to write articles, and you could write a lot of opinionated pieces without having to cite your sources, but I always cited links and things like that where I was getting my information. And I used to see a lot of stories over there that were just someone's opinion. They were what's called opinionated news. Remember I've talked about that?
Right.
So they may be doing the same thing. I haven't looked over there in a while, but I guess I'll have to peek every now and then and see what they're up to. All right, Kyle. We've now got two Russian generals missing. General Gerasimov and Sorokin.
after the Wagner Rebellion. Where do you suppose they are?
Well, I think we file this under the anybody's guess kind of thing.
How about deep in a cell underneath the Kremlin somewhere?
Yes, well, according to some reports, they're saying that at least one of these people might be detained, might be being questioned and so forth. But again, it's hard to know exactly what's coming out of Russia. It's hard to know what to believe, but certainly that's why you have to sort of try to read the signs, right? And if these generals are just not around, I mean, then it doesn't bode well. It can't be that they're just on vacation, on a cruise.
Mm-hmm. By the way, what's going on in California with the black reparations moved to the legislature? Did they have a vote or something yesterday?
Well, we understand that, yes, they're going to the reparations task force is now given their report to state lawmakers. So the next phase of this is going to start now as the lawmakers take a look and see what they're going to come up with on this. And of course, it's very contentious. We've heard people talk about reparations. It may not always be money or monetary. Could involve other things. And so let the games begin on this now. This is going to be a major contentious fight.
The game started yesterday because the sparks were flying at California's final reparations task force meeting, and they were just absolutely going at it, yelling, screaming, hollering.
Well, I think one particular person was yelling about getting a divorce, a racial divorce of some sort is from my understanding. And it's really sad because, again, this all stems from the notion of trying to destabilize the United States, getting people to be at each other's throats simply because of the color of their skin. It just goes on and on. Captain, I'll say this briefly, whereas we were making so much good progress, especially with the teachings of Dr. Martin Luther King, for example.
Yeah. All right. Well, the Anheuser-Busch CEO has stepped in it again. He's refusing to admit the mistakes made to cause the brand name to deteriorate, and he's going even further woke with his products.
Well, and these are becoming unforced errors at this point.
He thinks he's on a win and end, and all they're doing is losing billions of dollars. Billions.
And they are. One wonders if it's just such a massive shift of values or business, maybe better term is business values or business sense, because it's just not working. But at the same time, though, people are very, very concerned, very scared of being labeled, of being called out, of being somehow canceled. The list goes on. So that's what we're seeing, I think, with some of this.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more. The next Truckers Highway and Bible Report will be up here in just a second. Right after we take this short break, and we'll be right back. Take a look at the weather and see what's changed, if anything. And there's been a couple changes, just looking briefly at the map. So I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back on a Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Paul Warner, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I can make a living from walking in the woods. You can bet I'd be sitting pretty good, high on a hill, looking at a field downwind. If I can make a nickel off of turning them bass, never worry about the price of gas. I've been wheeling and dealing and sitting there reeling them in. Hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's a prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting, fishing, loving every day. Early in the morning, late in the evening, I'm getting red, dirt rich, and Flint River paid.
every day. I get a little farm pond buzz, sound of gravel when I'm backing up, pulling a string on a 9.92 stroke. I love it when my baby wants to roll with me, throws her boots on, climbs in a tree, tucking her hair in my hat, and she's ready to go. And we get to hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting and fishing and loving every day. Early in the morning, late in the evening, I'm getting red, dirt, rich, and Flint River paid.
It's a Luke Bryan kind of morning. That's back-to-back on the Truckers Highway and Byway. Glad to do it. Both of those some good old country songs. Y'all can hear and just remember what it's like to be those of you that were out on the farm when you grew up, and those of you that wished you were, those of you that have never seen a farm, whatever. It's for everybody and a few in-betweeners, right, Kyle?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you take it away and tell us how hot it's going to be out there in the West today.
All right. Well, it is so hot that remember the old Johnny Carson way of doing that. Okay. Well, it is going to be very hot. Obviously, in the West, in California especially. We've also got some very dry weather, fire type weather up in central Washington, northern Oregon. So that's going to be the result of an upper low pressure system that's passing through western Canada on Saturday. So you're going to get breezy westerly winds and along the easterly slopes of the Cascades and the western Columbia Basin. So you're also going to have very low humidity. So be careful in that area. Also, we've got heat advisory starting from southern Oregon all the way down to San Diego, California, and over towards Tucson, Arizona. You can have some very high temperatures as we go through this July 4th weekend, and also especially up in western Nevada, Reno, all the way up to about Winnemucca. Quick check of our radar map right now. The rain is about the same place it was last hour, a little bit south of Denver, but heading west out of there if you're on your way to Nebraska. It's going to be coming across the interstate there. And then also in northern New Mexico, just from the border of Colorado down I-25, you're going to have rain coming across the road there, all the way down to a little bit south of a place called Las Vegas, New Mexico. Not Nevada, but New Mexico. No. Who knew?
So I knew. I've been there. I knew.
I knew you knew.
Matter of fact, there's an Indian casino there.
How do you like that? That's very cool.
Yep, an Indian casino. Cool. All right, well, let's get started with the upper Midwest. We'll get into where the smoke is. Wisconsin, you're inundated. Upper Peninsula, Michigan, you're inundated. Rain up above there. Rain isn't doing anything to help the smoke. Michigan, the whole state of Michigan, inundated. Indiana, most of the state. Parts of Ohio, all of Pennsylvania, all of upstate New York going up I-81. That's the buffer tonight, all the way west over to Buffalo, to Lake Erie, and over in Lake Ontario as well. And then, of course, we've moved out of now. We've got watches, not warnings, for the smoke in the rest of New England. But coming on down to Long Island, New York City, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, West Virginia, the mountains of Virginia, and all the way across, looks like, to Richmond, they've got the smoke advisory there. And then, of course, on down into North Georgia, you've got that. But the heat is going to be the big main story here for Missouri, southern part of Illinois, southern part of Indiana, the western half of Kentucky, the western half of Tennessee, most of Mississippi and Georgia and Alabama. Very hot temperatures. Mississippi today looks like it's going to be 100 degrees almost everywhere by the chart I'm looking at. There is some rain, so there'll be some thunderstorms, some flooding still in the local low areas where it's been all week long. It's still there. Down around New Orleans, temperatures will be scorching hot again. The heat factor down there will be well over 105 degrees in New Orleans. And then Arkansas, high heat. Here we go again, the eastern part of Tennessee,
Texas, all the way from Texarkana on down to Houston, on down to Corpus Christi. You've got very hot temperatures, and it goes right up along the state line, inland about 50 miles up in through Oklahoma, to include Tulsa, to include Joplin, Missouri, all the rest of the lower part of Missouri, on up to I-70 in Columbia, and the eastern part of Kansas as well, all the way up to Kansas City. So that's what we got. Kyle, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget, when you're out there in the highways and byways and across the interstates and you see that pilot sign or you see the Flying J sign, you know that you want to pull on in to the Pilot or Flying J Travel Center and get your supplies, get your fuel, and get something good to eat, something good to drink, because they're going to have all that on tap for you when you pull in. You can go to pilotflyingj.com to find out more information. That's pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the one nearest to you, pilotflyingj.com.
All right, we're going to go right to the phone line. We've got Denise Simon from founderscode.com in the line, and yesterday we had a monumental decision with the Supreme Court.
Yes, it was. And Sandra Day O'Connor, back when she was on the court, said she was going to vote for the legality of affirmative action, but in 25 years, we probably won't need it. And we're about 20 years later, and she was right. And, you know, the left just doesn't understand the ruling. I guarantee you none of them even bothered to read the ruling. So we are where we are, and it doesn't mean that Harvard and UNC, which was at the core of this case, won't cheat or work their way around the ruling, because they will. But nonetheless, it was time.
Well, no one will disagree with you here in this audience, because I'm getting nothing but positive reaction. And for the people that don't seem to understand it, including the Supreme Court judge, whatever her name is, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, she has no idea. And she's shown her true colors.
Ketanji Brown Jackson, who you're talking about?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, they're gonna push this narrative, and nobody has talked about the reason that this case was even brought before the court to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, here's the other interesting thing on this, and that is that the poll shows that the I don't know who they polled either, but voters, you know, they don't like Congress, and now they don't like the Supreme Court. And I was actually thinking, you know, the Supreme Court is trying to clean up a mess that's been out there in the lower courts, and these cases shouldn't even be there, like when it comes to the Dobbs decision.
That thought. We're coming right back with more. Hour number three with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren. We'll be talking more about the Supreme Court case, plus some other things as well. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Friday edition to the Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.